You're listening to Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards on DailyCast News Talk Radio.
Let's talk about Brendan Carr and the FCC. The Federal Communications Commission is supposed to be an independent regulatory agency, not an enforcement arm of the president's personal vendettas. But under Trump appointee Carr, it's become something far more dangerous. Carr didn't just criticize Kimmel, he explicitly threatened regulatory action against ABC and Disney, suggesting they might face consequences for airing Kimmel's comments. This is a blatant violation of the First Amendment and the FCC's own rules against censorship. What makes this particularly alarming is that Carr has been investigating complaints of anti-conservative and anti-Trump bias under a rarely used news distortion exemption that allows the FCC to intervene when a broadcast news outlet knowingly airs false reports. But Kimmel Show isn't a news program. It's political satire protected by the First Amendment. This pattern of weaponizing regulatory agencies isn't new for the Trump administration. They've similarly targeted NPR and PBS with $1.1 billion in funding cuts and filed billion-dollar defamation lawsuits against media outlets like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. The goal is clear: create a chilling effect that makes media outlets think twice before criticizing the administration. Here's where we get the uncomfortable truth about corporate media. While we often focus on government censorship, the equally dangerous problem is corporate cowardice and the financially self-interest. Media companies should be standing up for freedom of press and instead calculating the cost of defiance. Look at how quickly ABC Disney folded. According to reports, senior executives at ABC, Disney, and affiliates held an emergency meeting to figure out how to minimize the damage. Multiple executives apparently felt that Kimmel had not actually said anything over the line, but they proceeded with the suspension anyways because the threat of Trump administration retaliation loomed. This is exactly what the Ethical Journalism Network warned about the damning report on media corruption. Media managers are doing deals with advertisers to carry paid-for material disguised as honest news. And there is a culture of dependence on political and corporate friends that makes it increasingly difficult to separate journalism from propaganda. When media companies prioritize mergers and profits over journalistic integrity, we get what happened with Kimmel and what happened earlier this year with Stephen Colbert. Remember when CBS announced that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert would end after its current season? The network insisted it was purely a financial decision, but many observers pointed to Colbert's vocal criticism of President Trump and the timing of Paramount's merger with Skydance Media that required, you've got it, FCC approval. The pattern is unmistakable. Media companies that need regulatory approval suddenly become more compliant with administration demands. Verizon and T-Mobile similarly dismantled their DEI programs just days before the FCC approval of their respective mergers. This is how modern authoritarianism works. Not through dramatic seizures of power, but through quiet regulatory coercion and corporate self-interest censorship. The government doesn't need to shut down media outlets directly when it can make examples of a few high-profile targets and watch the rest fall in line. Let's be clear about what's at stake here. The First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or the press. While this technically applies to government actions rather than private companies, when the government coerces private actors to suppress speech, that absolutely violates the Constitution. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression said it perfectly. The government pressured ABC and ABC caved. The timing of ABC's decision on the heels of the FCC chairman pledge to the network to do this the easy way or do it the hard way tells the whole story. They continued, "We cannot be a country where late-night talk show hosts serve at the pleasure of the president, but until institutions grow a backbone and learn to resist government pressure, that is the country we are in."